HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Jurors are now weighing their decision in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial. CBS's Scott McFarland reports from Wilmington, Delaware.
The six-man, six-woman Delaware jury began deliberations Monday afternoon, but will resume them Tuesday morning here at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware. They listened to testimony over 6 days that was emotional and tearful at times from Hunter Biden's own relatives, his ex-wife, his former girlfriend, his brother's widow, about his descent into crack cocaine addiction and the purchase of a gun at the center of the case in October 2018.
A Florida judge has rejected former President Donald Trump's bid to get charges dismissed in his classified documents case, but did strike a paragraph from the indictment. There's more information about the Israeli military operation to free four hostages, which Hamas says killed a couple hundred Palestinians. CBS's Chris Livesay from Tel Aviv.
The Hamas-run health ministry says nearly 300 were killed. Israel disputes that number. Our CBS News team in Gaza was at the hospital as the injured arrived. The plane was bombing at random, said this eyewitness. The streets are filled with bodies.
A three-alarm fire engulfed a Miami apartment complex. CBS News Miami's Peter Dench.
Joel Enrique and his family walked down four flights of stairs to escape the fire.
First time I've ever been in a fire, so my eyes were burning, my nose was burning.
We also have a patient that's been shot in the torso.
Officials say an adult male with a gunshot wound was found at the building. He was taken to an area hospital. It is unclear if he has any connection to the fire.
Theft of copper wire in the San Francisco area is on the rise. Even a church was hit in Oakland. KCBS Radio's Matt Bigler has more.
Streetlights and stoplights have been stripped of wiring as copper prices hit an all-time global high. Electrician Joe Lawrence says historic lamps around a popular lake are now dark.
This is the worst it's ever gotten, where almost half the lake or three-quarters of the lake is out because of wire theft.
There were 28 separate natural disasters that cost the U.S. at least $1 billion last year. That's a record. CBS's Dave Malkoff on where we stand this year.
We're halfway through 2024, and there have been $11 billion disasters, four of them last month, including the deadly winds in Houston that blew out glass high-rises downtown and killed eight people, and the deadliest tornado so far this year in Iowa.
The Library of Congress wants to attract more visitors. It's unveiling a new exhibit this week that draws on the library's archives, including sketches of Spider-Man. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for two shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of three shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter-than-average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30-40% chance of above-average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
A big win for the Brewers' Colin Ray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers, with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays, right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just three hits over seven innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game two of the three-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us not having a number one guy, a true number one guy. But I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll see some clouds around and some showers, even some thunderstorms developing across the area. South winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. Currently 46 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway? Actor Joel Murray. And Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles joins me to discuss Summerfest and Phibbs.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
To the show that is called Nightlight, broadcasting live tonight from beautiful downtown Madison, just above State Street. So much fun whenever we get to do the show from Madison. Great to be here. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. Hope you had a great day, and I hope you're ready for some chill talk about movies and TV, and got a really fun show for you guys tonight. My old pal Terry Bell, the Civic Media News Director extraordinaire, is here. He's so much fun when he's on the show. We get to talk about really cool stuff. He's here at 7:35. We'll talk about the oldest movie theater in the world and some scary movies. One that's a bit campy that was filmed here in Wisconsin decades ago. Fun film talk with Terry coming up at 7:35. And then in the second hour, we have an up-and-coming singer-songwriter named Katie Scullin who will be here about 8:20. She's just great, and she's in studio going to perform for us. And she's going to bring her guitar, and it's going to be a lot of fun here in the Civic Media Studios. So, Conrad, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
What's happening up in Green Bay? What am I missing?
It's beautiful up here right now. You know, it's a little cold, or I should say windy, but yeah, it just looks beautiful outside right now.
Did you think I asked you for a 5-day forecast or what? Like.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Like, what's happening in the studio? What am I missing the fun or what? What do you got going on there, buddy?
Oh, well, Mino just passed the studio, actually. He was looking in.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I mean.
I love when John stops by. It's fun. I love when John comes back from the bars and stops by on his way home and then stops in and you kind of get like a nice little buzz from his breath. That's always fun. John loves a party. Who are you looking at? Is he right there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Put him on.
Yeah, he's going to come in the studio here quick.
All right. He's going to prove to me. He's going to show me his acting certificate.
You
want to
talk
again?
Quick?
Yeah. Is he live on the air?
Yeah, he's in Madison right now.
Oh.
We're live on the air, John, but don't let that stop you. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I actually hit this, I think. Oh, I hit a button, Pete. I'm sorry.
That's why you're on the other side of the glass, typically. How you doing?
No, I want to tell you something.
Yeah, tell me, buddy. Okay. I believe you were an actor. I believe you were in a movie. You don't have to keep
it's
pleading
not that.
That case.
It's not that. It's not that.
Okay,
it's not
good. Right.
So I'm doing some stuff for NBC 26. You know, I do the high school football games, and we're doing some sports commentary and different things like that.
Oh, cool.
So they wanted me to shoot one because they're going to be doing a bunch of trade-outs with us for things, okay?
Nice.
So they wanted to shoot my first episode here in the studio today with the logo behind it. And the photographer, who's a really great, great friend of mine for 20 years, he goes, do you know Pete Schwabba? I go, I'm sitting in his chair right now. He goes, he's married to my cousin.
He's married. Oh, is it Eric
yes.
O'Neill?
Yes.
Oh, love Eric.
Isn't he the greatest?
He's fantastic.
He is the absolute greatest.
I don't like him personally, but well, blood related.
Nobody does, but for a relative.
No, I love Eric.
He's one of the greatest people I've ever worked with in the business. Maybe the most fun person ever. Yeah. But it was just funny. I said, yeah, I'm sitting in Pete's chair right now. So
that's so fun. Here's a weird story, John, since I got, you know, Ed the Diver. He's been on your show, right? All right. So
this morning, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, funny. That my sister was out on a boat this weekend and dropped her phone in the harbor in Menominee. So it goes all the way to the bottom, 10, 12 feet deep, whatever it is. And my mom told me yesterday, well, some diver went in and got her phone, and it still works, and it was Ed.
It was Ed. How do those phones still work after that happens?
No idea.
Isn't that crazy?
Some crazy iPhone, sat phone. I don't know what is going on there, but it...
He finds some really cool stuff, though.
He does, and it's cool that you're doing the football stuff in the high school. You know, I still have all of my high school eligibility, John. So if there's a team that need to pick someone up,
Can you write that down for me, Conroy? write that down, a reminder
Conroy
for
with
me.
A K.
Yeah, write that down there for me. Yeah, exactly. How you doing, buddy? Heard you're killing it here.
I run a 7.940. So
that's not that bad.
Not
really,
a lot to look at.
For having an artificial leg.
I'm doing very well. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. We got to hook up
some
more. Your
show sounds great.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know.
We're having fun.
We absolutely do. Why don't you come in this week, Wednesday or something? We'll talk on the air.
Well, I think I'm going to the farmer's market that night right downtown here to get some fried cheese curds. Maybe I'll bring you back some.
That'll work.
All right. Let's plan
on
that.
Better than the I'm washing my hair excuse you used to use with me. So I appreciate that.
No, it was I'm dyeing my hair. Dying my hair, excuse me.
Either way, it's right. Hair-related.
Great talking to you, Pete.
You too, buddy.
Take care, brother.
John Mino, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun to get a pop-in from John Mino, and he's always got an interesting thing to say. That's pretty cool about Eric O'Neill. So, Eric, take care of John. Make him look good. You can't make him look bad because he's that cool of a guy, but do your best. So you kind of got ambushed there, Conrad. You were telling us about the weather.
Well, I think... He was more entertaining than me.
Yeah, he is a roller coaster, man. That's so much fun. Hey, I want to tell you guys, where are we? I got a new clock here. Okay, there we go. About the Wisconsin, the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We got a ton of texts last week on this, didn't we, Conrad? Like, totally.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to pull movie stuff out of people, and they couldn't get enough of the contest, which is fantastic. It's there's a winner every hour. One winner per day, and then there are grand prizes. And check these out, folks. Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including Conrad, if you please.
Well, you got the sheet in front of you. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you forgot about the pontoon boat.
Oh, that,
you're going to tear it up out
sorry,
of the water.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. Conrad wants to tube behind the pontoon boat.
Oh, yeah.
Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And honestly, I would take any of those. So, folks, text in right now if you would. Tonight's keyword is Conrad, drumroll, please. Can you give us a drumroll?
Can you hear that?
All right, that'll do. Sure. Garden is tonight's keyword. Garden. So, head to the phone, head to the app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, folks, you got to get the Civic Media app. It's so cool. Do you need the app to text in on this? Or can you just use your regular phone?
You can just use your regular phone, yeah.
Okay.
Well, much That's easier great. On the app, though.
Much easier on the app. However you do it, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, check it out. It is so easy to use. Nightlight is on statewide, so all you have to do is click on the little text icon, and you can let us know whatever you're thinking throughout the show. I love hearing from you guys and making this a collaborative effort. So, garden is tonight's keyword. And then, folks, when you get a confirmation text back, there's a link there. There's more information. You can click on that and have more chances to win. So I highly encourage you guys to do that. It's a great way to position yourself to win even more riches, compliments of Civic Media Scani Summer. That is pretty cool. Okay, so, Conrad, what did you we cannot get away from the film Cars.
We cannot.
That? This is... Like the third night in a row, last week it came up. It was on both of our best kids film lists. And then Emerson was in Friday night. He liked it a lot. We started talking about Life as a Highway because he was talking about racing. So I go today to check, as I often do, film releases on this date, birthdays, what have you. Cars was released on this day And the song Life is a Highway, which is perfect for the movie Cars, was released today. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You
so
know,
we're talk about Cars a little more.
Honestly, why I think it was ranked in my top five is because I actually went to that movie on my, because it's my birthday today. I went when I was
going to surprise. Go ahead.
Sorry for ruining your
Are you
surprise.
Drunk?
I went on my birthday when it was released. I can't remember how old I was, but yeah. It was my favorite movie because I saw it on my birthday. Had a lot of my friends there. We watched Cars.
That is a fun birthday. From yeah. What were you, like six? I mean, that's a phenomenal.
Exact. Yeah, that was around that birthday.
So I can't keep a surprise forever. So my gift to you, and it didn't really cost me anything, but I was going to pretend I forgot your birthday and then have Katie sing you a quick happy birthday, but you already let the cat out of the bag. So we'll do it anyway, though. It'll be fun. And it's a good,
love that.
Do you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 25 today.
25 quarter century. Are you happy where you're at in life right now? 25 years old. You lived a quarter of a century. You've graduated college. You get this cool radio gig. Give us a quick update on Conrad's life.
Yeah, I absolutely love where I am right now. It's really nice to be by myself right now. I love living by myself. Just 7 months ago, pretty much, is when I got this job in Green Bay, moved up here, and I love it. I love it so far.
That's fantastic. It's and you got your own place. That's pretty cool. You live by Lambeau Field. You told me several months ago that was like kind of a, not a dream, but you thought it'd be cool to live over there, right?
Yeah. Every time I go on the highway, I just see the G from the Lambeau Field, and it's awesome.
Yeah. That would be awesome for a young Packer fan such as yourself. A 25-year-old Packer fan. It is pretty cool. I mean, I even, like, look, when I would visit, when I didn't even live in the Midwest, I would come back and go, we'd get picked up at the airport and I'd go, I can't believe there's an NFL team in this city. Like, you just, it really takes a while to wrap your head around that. And then you kind of take it for granted because you see it every day, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
All right. I think we missed our Cars opportunity, the clip. Maybe we'll do that next segment, but, cause you kind of hog the floor with all your birthday talk.
I'm sorry.
Kidding. So did you see any movies this weekend?
I saw two movies this weekend. I saw the new Hitman on Netflix.
Same. We'll talk about that.
I also saw Challengers.
Okay. Nice work.
It was on Prime and I rented it. I was like, I have to see it. Because your son said that it was an amazing movie. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out.
He said that on the air, so it's documented.
Exactly.
What did you think?
I thought it was really good.
It was pretty cool.
I really liked it.
I have to admit, and I'm older than you, but I'm watching this going, what am I watching? Like, what is that? Like, these three people start making out, and it's just the dudes, and she's just watching, and then it's, oh, yeah, it's about tennis, and then there's this great soundtrack. That movie was just so different. Like, and I had to digest it for a couple days, but, yeah, I liked it, too. I thought it was really cool. Okay, so we're going to talk, and neither one of us saw Bad Boys, though.
No. Well, I mean, was that on your list? Because I was not going to see it.
Yeah, it was on my list because I've been ripping on it so much, but it got good reviews. It crushed at the box office, so we'll talk about that. But we're going to talk about a lot of things because I saw Hitman 2, and it was excellent, and we'll talk about that. Terry Bell's going to be here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about giant spiders. Now, that's a Nightlight Monday night, folks. Great to have you with me. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Indoor, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
.5 The Tap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Judy Garland's birthday today, folks. One of the most sang songs ever. My grandpa's favorite song. I like, you ever hear Tony Bennett sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I think I have.
Incredible.
Yeah.
We decided to play the original in honor of Judy Garland's birthday today. She died many years ago. I'm excited. I have a guest in studio, which I often do in Madison. There's a ton of really cool, interesting people here. And one of them is sitting right next to me right now. And he's my good friend.
Where?
Well, you just kicked him out, Terry. Terry Bell is here, a Civic Media News Director. Great to have you, buddy.
Hey, Pete.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks. It's a beautiful night.
It's
my goodness.
Gorgeous night. Conrad, did you say hi to Terry?
Hey, Conrad.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
If you want to know what the weather is like up in Green Bay, Conrad is your guy.
Okay.
And you know what he does? He looks out the window and he kind of surmises the weather, much like I would do here, although there was a monsoon tornado, crazy tornado the last time I was here. I didn't even do our question tonight, K-Man. You know what we're going to do, Conrad?
What's that?
On Friday, our question of the night was the worst movie franchise ever. Tonight is, what is the best movie franchise? Or what is your favorite movie franchise? Let us know what you think, folks. Always fun to read your texts on the air. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the best movie franchise, or what is your favorite movie franchise? Do you have one, Terry?
You know, as soon as you mentioned that, the first thought that came to mind was James Bond, 007.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I mean, the best Bonds are spectacular. There have been some turkeys, but the good ones are outstanding.
You know what? What's hard to watch are the Sean Connery ones. And when I was a kid, I
really,
loved Sean
he's
Connery.
My favorite.
Well, I like him as an actor, but what did I see? I saw one not too long ago, but Roger Moore.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, so Roger Moore was Bond when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so everybody my age thought he was the best Bond. And everybody my parents' age thought Sean Connery was the best Bond. Right. And it wasn't until after Roger Moore that there was like this succession of Bonds after that. But as I get older and I look back at them, Connery has definitely grown on me. And it can really, and he can really, stick it to Alex Trebek too. So
I like him as Bond. I like him as an actor. I just thought some of them, whatever.
We can disagree. You don't have to backpedal.
No. You made me kind of think, and I do like Sean Connery as an actor. The movies are just dated. You know, here's an example.
Oh, are they ever?
Yeah, yes. Here's an example. I watched over the weekend a film called The Man Who Knew Too Much. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Stewart. It's a Hitchcock film. You ever see it?
Yeah.
The movie that tried to do too much. It's insane. It made no sense. And then the way it ended, critics raved about that film. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, this is not even barely watchable for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't you hate that when a movie is built up and you finally see it and you're like, yeah.
I feel like I should watch it. And I kept it like on my list to watch because I was like, I have this great movie to watch, this classic. And I just watched Rear Window a week ago.
Now that's a good one.
Oh, that's incredible. One of my, it's in my top five.
I still have to say my favorite Hitchcock, and I still say it's one of the most perfect movies ever made, North by Northwest.
Love it.
Oh.
Love it.
That is the proverbial romp.
Absolutely. And when the scenes in the cornfield where he's running, it's just, where do you come up with that?
Yeah.
It's so great.
Gosh, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, yeah. And I forgot about that, yeah.
It's one of my favorite lines, too, when I have a mother, two ex-wives, and several bartenders who are depending on me. I love that line.
Okay, so you said James Bond is your favorite.
Movie franchise. It's the one that came to mind. If I thought about it some more, I might come up with some others. But when as soon as you say movie franchise, you know, I've got Star Wars, of course.
I would say pound for pound for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's barely a franchise, but The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
One and two.
Oh, for sure.
Even three brings the curve down, but it's still because of the other
those
two.
Those first two Godfather movies, yeah.
Two of the best of all time. Yeah. And I would say it's funny because a franchise can take a turn, too, because I loved the original Rocky. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
They can kind of go back for the cash cow a little too often.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But what do you think about James Bond.
Oh,
Daniel Craig
as Bond?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can just fine.
I like him too. Yeah. I can eat. Conrad, favorite franchise. What do you think, buddy?
Well, so, I mean, last week I said Star Wars and Harry Potter. I'll give something different today. And it has to be just the Marvel films. I watch every single one. So,
okay.
Yeah. Favorite movie though is Captain America: Civil War.
That's a good one. You can't. I mean, when I put this question out there, I kind of thought most of the answers I would get would be the superhero Marvel.
Sure.
I do like Christopher Nolan's Batmans a lot. I'm not really a Marvel guy necessarily, but you know, I don't know. Yeah, there's some good ones out there. But that's our question tonight, folks. So jump in if you want. We got a few texts here on the text line that say most of it's a contest, which is very cool. What about Jeffries? And then there's a movie camera. This is Chris from Janesville, the 608. That was in Janesville. I don't know that. I don't know that film, Chris.
Jeffries.
We were just talking about
drawing a blank.
Rear Window. LB Jeffries was Jimmy Stewart's name, but this text came in about 18 minutes ago. Sherry says, good evening, Pete. Good evening, Sherry. How are you? Great to have you with us. Sherry also says, hi, Conrad and Terry. Sherry is a loyal listener. And then from the 920, Aaron Zommer says, welcome to the Quarter Century Club. Aaron, can we hear you, Aaron? There's Aaron.
Sure, yeah, I'm here.
Are you a solid member of the Quarter Century Club?
I am 25 years old as well.
Wow, so right, there's a lot to talk about. We could time capsule this night.
I guess.
put this the recording of this show in there. So that's awesome. So yeah, let us know. Katie Scullin will be here at 8:20. Up and coming, fast rising. Is that what you say? She's such a great singer songwriter. And you've heard her before.
I have. Yeah. I mean, Madison. The one thing I love about living in this town is it is one of the great small cities in America for its music scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's a small city, but to me, it doesn't feel small. Like, you can do pretty much everything here.
There are some,
you know,
venues here. My gosh. I mean, Robert Plant at Breeze Stevens Field last weekend was a huge hit. The Sylvie just around the corner is amazing. It was Alison Krauss.
I didn't mean
to give her a short shrift. Sorry about
that's
that.
All right.
And the Sylvie is an amazing venue. The High Noon Saloon's been around forever. The Majestic, and a bunch of other little clubs that I'm don't come to mind at the moment. But it is just great to just be around all this talent, and it's kind of exciting. I play a little game in my mind when I'm out and about and listening. You know, who just might be the next person to bust out and really do some cool things. Monica Martin's doing some great things in Los Angeles. Raiden Stern, too.
It's funny that you mentioned The Majestic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a film called The Majestic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great story behind how that got made. We can talk about that next.
Okay.
And that'll tie into our old movie theater story that
you
turned me on to. So,
yeah.
See that segue? I'm getting better, man.
That's why you get paid the big money.
Yeah, right. All right, Terry Bell is here. We're going to talk old movie theaters next. And Giant Spiders, a really cool film that was shot here in Wisconsin back in the 70s in northern Wisconsin, up in the nape of the woods, the nape of the way, the neck of the woods, where I come from. So we'll talk about that next, too.
some great in-studio entertainment. Katie Scullin will be here a little later singing for us. Just a great night here in Madison at Civic Media. You'll never walk
alone. This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A Delaware jury is deliberating in Hunter Biden's federal weapons trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the jurors' decision may hinge on whether they believe the president's son was under the influence when he filled out a form to purchase guns.
It's the kernel of the defense. The jurors will have to weigh that among the many other things they heard during what was an unequivocally and consistently sad, emotional set of testimony.
There are ongoing talks to free American hostages in Gaza, CBS's Chris Livesay.
CBS News has learned that the U.S. and Qatar have recently discussed the possible release of the five remaining living American hostages in a deal directly with Hamas.
A fire engulfed an apartment complex in Miami. Resident Joel Enrique.
All I heard is that what happened was that a fire started in the laundromat, and the fire starts rising, like first floor, second floor, all the way up to the fourth floor.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for an $800 million budget increase to support University of Wisconsin schools. Several UW schools have faced campus closures, staff layoffs, and program cuts, which Governor Evers intends to address with this budget increase. For years, the Republican-led legislature has denied UW budget increases. The new executive budget will be introduced in 2025. Judge Susan Crawford has entered the race that will determine majority control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Crawford is a liberal judge who will oppose conservative Judge Brad Schimmel. As a private attorney, Crawford represented Wisconsin Planned Parenthood and defended access to abortion care. Schimmel, her opponent, has advocated for enforcing Wisconsin's criminal abortion ban. After an election on April 1st of next year, the winner will serve a 10-year term. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When given the chance to ride or die this past weekend, the box office chose to ride thanks to the latest installment of Bad Boys Ride or Die. The Will Smith comeback vehicle and fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise raked in $56 million at the domestic box office and topped $105 million globally. A nice boost for theater owners who are hoping for more good fortune next weekend with the release of Inside Out 2. The animated sequel is expected to pull in $110 million globally. Kid and family-friendly films have kept the box office at least somewhat respectable this summer with the strength of Garfield and John Krasinski's If. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Garfield in second place, If was number three, horror film and directorial debut for Ishana Shyamalan's The Watchers opened in fourth place, and it was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes at number five. Bad Boy's 97% approval rating with audiences should give the film and box office legs for weeks to come. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll see some clouds around and some showers, even some thunderstorms developing across the area. South winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. Currently 46 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba,
Hey, everybody, be with us next time. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, and J. Matt Nair and I kick off our statewide tour. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
You got Nightlight on a Monday night, folks. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting statewide from here over beautiful State Street. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell is in studio hanging out. How could your Monday? Maybe that should be our question.
Well, it's early.
If your Monday can get better, you let us know how that's going to happen. It's early. Aaron Zommers is here. We even got a text from Andrew in Verona. He says, you got Zommers there too. That's right. So, And I know you're sticking around, Aaron. You'd probably be home, but come on. This is fun, right?
Get to hang out with Pete Schwabba and Terry Bell and Conrad digitally.
Building. Conrad's here digitally, constantly updating his weather forecast. Conrad, what's new up there?
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. That's why he's the best color commentaries. What's the line from?
Yeah, it's the best color guy in the business, something like
don't
that.
Don't call him the best
major
color.
League. Yeah.
I Bob butchered Eaker. It. Jim from Appleton says, favorite franchise is probably Harry Potter, followed closely by Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
I actually get those two mixed up sometimes. I do. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not the Hobbit. This is the Frodo one. That's the if you have a problem getting into the modern trilogy, go back and watch the Ralph Bakshi version first.
Oh, sure.
It's a nice synopsis of the story, and the animation is cool. You know what? I should do that because
I remember that from when I was a kid.
Do you?
Yeah. I think I was about middle school, maybe.
I'm behind on these, and I've had a lot of friends that have told me, especially with Harry Potter, they don't typically like that genre, but they pick up a book, and then they can't put them down. And they read all of them. They see all the movies. So I don't know why I've seen parts, but I've got to do that. So that's actually a great suggestion, Jim. Thank you. So Terry is here. Terry, what was it? Maybe a month ago, you told me about a film called The Giant Spider Invasion.
I know.
And this film.
I've been pestering you for a long time to see it.
You have. And I saw it. And now I told you I was so excited. And you were like, oh, I don't remember much about it. I'll have to. So you kind of did a total.
I still want to go back. I was going to prep for a segment. And then somebody stole my thunder last week.
Wait, what happened?
Didn't you say somebody was talking about the movie on your show last
week? Yes, they did. But yeah. Mostly about the director, Bill Redbane. I think that's how you say it. Rebane. He's 87 and still makes movies. And he is the director of this. It was made in 1978. And I love the cast. Alan Hale from Gilligan's Island.
The Skipper.
Barbara the Skipper. Barbara Hale. And a bunch of other names that look familiar. But the movie was all about, like, just having fun.
It's the height of kitsch.
Yes.
It really is.
There's one point.
It's one of those so bad it's good movies.
Yeah, exactly. And there's one point where Alan Hale looks at a guy, a photographer from the paper, who comes in and he goes, hey, little buddy. Like, wait a minute. That's Gilligan's Island. You're just
a little meta.
And then at one point, he totally breaks the fourth wall and looks right at the camera and talks to the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a shot where a girl walks out of the kitchen and she's in underwear. And the camera just goes right at her butt and follows her for like
because
3 seconds.
Not? Yeah.
It's insane. And then you get these big spiders from outer space. It was just such a, you know, Terry, I found myself watching it going, what would I have thought of this in 1978? Or if I was an adult when this came out? Because last night I was watching it and I enjoyed it for those reasons. It was just so bizarre, you know?
And just what adds to it, it was set in and shot in just Merrill, just outside of Wausau.
Merrill and like Saxon, and they mentioned Marinette at one point. They mentioned, was it Eagle River? I don't know, but it was almost like he was trying to include various parts of Wisconsin in the film.
Right.
It was just nuts.
And I think, like a lot of people, my introduction to that movie was on Mystery Science Theater 3000,
Oh, where nice. They sent it up on that show.
Oh, I wish I would have seen
And
that.
The creator of that show, Joel Hodgson.
Yeah.
I think grew up in Baraboo or Reedsburg or someplace really? Like that. He's lived most of his career is spent in the Twin Cities, but he's a Wisconsin guy. So anyway, my favorite part of Giant Spider Invasion from MST3K anyway, was this was right after the Packers had won the Super Bowl about 30 years ago. Brett Favre, Mike Holmgren, that bunch. And so there was these scenes throughout the movie that are like the mob of villagers would run in and out of frame. And whenever they did that, the three guys watching the movies go, Packers won the Super Bowl. Woo, Packers. And because that was pretty much Wisconsin
that's great.
In 1992 or whenever that was.
Oh, that is really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was, and then, you know, they go into some stuff that you wouldn't normally do now. Like, they insinuated that this guy, I don't know if he was the younger girl's, and she wasn't a girl, she's like 25. Like, mm-hmm. her uncle is like, are you sure we're related? Like, jokes like that. Yeah. Like, he wants to get with her and stuff like that. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, the 70s were a different time.
They sure were. And these spiders, I mean, they attack people. They come out of these little things. They grow to be humongous. And then you got the angry townspeople that go mm-hmm. after the spider. And it had a little bit of everything.
And the special effects.
Yes.
Let's not forget.
No. That saucer heading for Earth was like looked like a game of Pong or something. It was hilarious.
And wasn't one of the spiders actually a Volkswagen Bug with like arms attached
oh,
to
I don't
it?
Know.
Yeah, covered in
that
fur.
Makes sense.
And then, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Bill Rebane, I hope I'm saying his name right, but mm-hmm. he in 2022 he ran for governor of Wisconsin, and he didn't win because I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, that's off my radar.
You would have known that, being the newsman that you are.
That's true. Bad on me.
But anyway, very fun. Kitschy is a great way to. I would have said schmaltzy.
Sure, yeah.
But kitschy works better.
Does it?
Because I think schmaltz is just like comedy, like kind of what Bill Murray does, you know, like. When he does that lounge singer character.
Sure.
That to me is like vintage or perfect schmaltz. So kitschy, I think, fits here. Anyway. So thank you for that recommendation.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
Now I want to see it again.
You've got Terry Bell is here with me in studio. He's the Civic Media News Director, hanging out with me on a Monday night here in Wisconsin, in downtown Madison at Civic Media headquarters. You said to me today, I watched a lot of movies this weekend.
Yeah.
But you said you wanted to see Maxine. I don't know much about it. And then you said you wanted to see In a Violent Nature. And my buddy Ben Reiser was on the show last week and said he loves that movie. He's seen it three times, and it's supposed to be excellent.
Yeah. So, you know, segueing from, you know, kind of a bad horror to good horror.
Yeah.
I was prepared to come on and talk about, you know, just kind of my – whether I was leaning against In a Violent Nature. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And I was debating whether or not I want to see it. I saw Ben's recommendation and then I thought, I got to rethink this.
Yeah.
Cause that's how highly I think of Ben's opinion.
Same.
Yeah. So, it's a lot. He says if Terrence Malick directed a slasher,
right. Oh, that was a really interesting comp.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I've heard that it's more gore than like Texas Chainsaw Massacre type.
And I'm kind of squeamish and I hear the kills Same. Are long right. and gruesome, and I don't know if I would be up for that.
But by the same token, if this is what in this genre, if it's done well and it's maybe one of the best ever made in that genre, you have to see it, right?
This is what I taught myself years ago, that I tried to get out of my little box and I knew, so there are genres of movies and any kind of entertainment that people are drawn to and just simply not drawn to.
Right.
I like all kinds of movies, but all throughout my life, I've just never felt pulled toward horror or Westerns.
Right.
Don't know why.
Interesting.
Just they just never spoke to me. But I realized at some point I'm missing out on some good stories.
Yeah.
Because of this prejudice that I have. So I loaded up my queue with Westerns and horror movies that I heard were really good stories, and I've seen some excellent movies that way.
Yeah.
And I really got energized. 2022 was a great year for horror. There are some outstanding movies, scary stories, aimed at adults that don't insult your intelligence. Right. And they were just fantastic. And I've been really energized by the X trilogy, and the third movie is coming out on the 5th of July.
Okay.
Maxine.
That's part of that X?
It
okay,
is.
I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Ty West, ah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm eager to see how that trilogy wraps up. I thought X was fantastic. I thought Pearl was like nothing I'd ever seen on the screen before. It was just that unique and exciting.
X is the one where they try to make an adult film.
Yes.
And it turns into a horror film. I did start watching that per your recommendation, and mm-hmm. I don't remember why I stopped. I watched about 15 minutes of it, and I turned it off just when it was getting interesting. Not because I didn't like it, just one of those things that you're like, I'm going to come back to this, and mm-hmm. I just never did. So that's still on my list, too. I didn't realize it was a trilogy, though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's the first movie, X, set in 1979. The second movie, and I don't think I'm giving too much away, is the origin story of the killer in X,
okay.
Pearl.
Okay.
And That's set during World War One, and it is its own thing. So spectacular! It's the way it's shot. It is replicating Technicolor.
Okay.
And it's kind of like if The Wizard of Oz was a horror movie, and there are a lot of nods to The Wizard of Oz in Pearl. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's about this young woman who grows up. She's very frustrated in her small, remote Texas town in World War One. Wants to be a movie star, and things go horribly wrong.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I will go back to those. I just didn't. And then, all right, so that's In a Violent Nature at Maxine. And then there was something else I wanted to talk to you about that you had seen recently. Well, you like Hitchcock, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what are your favorite Hitchcock films?
Well, I mentioned North by Northwest.
Right, and Rear Window.
Yeah, I think those are two you just absolutely cannot go wrong with. I'm embarrassed. I've never seen Rope.
And oh,
that
really?
Is a really exciting concept. And,
yeah.
Much
a good
to my
one.
Embarrassment, I have not seen it.
Yeah, I recommend that. You know what I did not like as much? There's two of them, actually. Vertigo
mm-hmm.
and The Birds.
Vertigo's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know it's supposed to be, you know, the greatest movie of all time in the estimation of many people. And I don't doubt that they have a strong case to make
yeah.
for that. I've seen it twice and appreciate it a great deal. I'm not sure if I love it as much as many people do.
I don't either. I don't know what it was, but it was the same with The Birds. Like, I just, like, there's something about, even though Rear Window is a set, it's very real to me. You got these characters, and I didn't know this till recently. They built that set at Paramount. It was the biggest movie set ever built at the time.
Hmm.
And there are pictures that exist of a huge jib arm coming in over the courtyard right to Lars Sorwell's apartment. You got Hitchcock standing over by, like, Miss Lonely Heart's balcony watching the filming. It's really cool if you like that kind of genre. Somehow I feel like this should be October. We're talking about horror films.
No kidding.
But,
yeah, it's June.
There's a lot of them coming out, though, this summer. The Watchers. And
summer fun.
Yeah. We got The Watchers. We got the new M. Night, his daughter just put a film out.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's The Watchers, I think.
Okay.
The Strangers came out a few weeks ago.
All right.
The Watchers came out. Did not do that well, but it's out there for horror fans. Conrad, do you have a favorite horror film?
I don't watch horror films. I can't do it. So I would say none of them.
None of them, okay. You hate them all the same.
Exactly.
It's not my thing either, but I did see a film called Barbarian last summer.
Yes.
That was very creepy.
Yes.
And really well done.
Extremely well done.
How about in the middle of the film, all of a sudden we meet Justin Long. We're out in L.A.
I know. The movie just turns on a dime like that.
Yeah. But it all ties back into the plot.
It comes back, but it's jarring at the moment.
And it's so creepy with what was happening. It's like in this little... It takes place in a bed and breakfast in, like, Flint. Or mm-hmm. Lansing or something like that?
Detroit.
Yeah, maybe outside Detroit, but it was like...
It's in a like blighted neighborhood in Detroit, this Airbnb, and she shows up in the middle of the night, so she has no appreciation for just what a bad part of town she's in until the next day.
And there's a guy already there.
Yes.
Double booked. You think he's going to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Then you find out there are things under the house. It's awful. All right. When coming up next, Terry and I are going to talk about the oldest movie theater that he alerted me to. In America. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Truth in, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. entertainment when you ought to be a champion. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Brat Fest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Craig Anthony Knit, I'm saying that right, the K is not silent, was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he is the one who mentioned Bill Reban, the director of the Giant Spider Invasion. So he says, I love that you're talking giant spider. I'm writing a sequel that gets even more heady. Bill likes it so far. So just give me a thumbs up or down, Craig, if I'm pronouncing his name right. I think it's Bill Reban. Oh, there it is. Ray-Ban. Is that Ray? That would be Ray-Ban.
Reban.
That sounds more directorial, Reban. Also, Terry, we'll be showing it in Wauwega on October 4th with Bill Reban. I smell a remote broadcast from that, possibly.
You know it.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig. That's good to know. So the other thing you told me about, Terry, which I thought was really cool, was this movie theater.
Yeah.
The oldest in the world.
Now, if you were to guess, you know, just out of the blue, ask somebody, where do you think the world's oldest continually operating movie theater is? You would guess maybe somewhere in Europe or London? Maybe some big metropolitan United States city. No, it's in Washington, Iowa.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's the oldest now, but that doesn't mean they were the first. They've just kept it going.
Right.
Which is still pretty cool.
Yeah, so this one dates back to 1897. I think they've been screening movies there too. Now, there's a theater somewhere in France, I think even Paris, which opened a couple of years earlier, but they didn't start showing movies there until later. And then also, I think they took a pause during World War II.
Okay.
So this the State Theater in Washington, Iowa, has been operating continuously as a movie theater since, like I say, 1897, I think. And I think they even were open as much as they could be during COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. The link that you sent me had an article from the Des Moines Register, I think, and they had these great old photos. It's one of those theaters you just want to, you don't care what's playing, you just want to go in there and get that movie theater smell and like have the experience, you know?
One of my favorite pages I follow on Facebook is movie theater architecture, and there are some gorgeous movie palaces. I feel you're a Chicago guy. You'll appreciate this. One of the great treats of my life is I got to see Citizen Kane at the Pickwick in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That's a great theater.
It is fantastic.
My theater growing up in my neighborhood where I grew up in Chicago on Milwaukee Avenue was the Portage Theater. And then there was the Patio, which was on Irving Park Road. Two old theaters. I think the Portage is still there, but they had I think the Park Ridge, the Pickwick had this too, the stars on the ceiling. And the Barrymore here has that, I think. The Barrymore has that old feel too, but you just look up and it made going to the movies such a magical experience. It was about more than just the movie.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And multiplexes, you know, you can make a great case for them, but, you know, they all pretty much look the same.
Correct.
Whereas these old movie palaces, they all were unique. You knew which room you were in.
Definitely.
And the new ones, you know, some of them, I was at a movie premiere in Detroit last fall, and the seats were like, you almost don't want seats that comfortable at a movie. Not off, and it was
you're in danger of falling asleep.
Yeah, and the sound is pristine and beautiful, but to me, it's like, you just can't beat those old theaters. I don't know if you heard about this. Will Smith, where do you stand on Will Smith?
Oh, boy. What's it been, a year and a half or so since
a little over a year.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That recently. I think the guy deserves this. Everybody deserves. I'm a big guy for second chances, so I guess he deserves a redemption tour.
He's at getting some point. He's dead. That was 2 years ago. I'm sorry. It was March 27th of 2022. Okay. So I agree with you. Mm-hmm. In theory, but this guy, what he did was just so crazy.
Oh, it was brazen and stupid, I'll give him a chance if he shows some genuine remorse and tries to make things better. But yes, in that moment, he was completely out of line.
And I guess that's my problem with it, is like, I don't know that I've seen that remorse. It was while I was dealing with this, or while it was just, no, I'm sorry.
Just
there's
own it.
No
just
excuse.
Own it.
Own it.
You're grown,
and say,
man.
I messed up. I can't even believe I did that. Chris is great. Whatever you have to say.
Yeah.
But he's doing this thing. He showed up in a movie theater to watch Bad Boys 4 with a crowd, sat right in the middle. Nobody knew it was him until the lights came on, and then the theater manager's there filming it all. Pardon me. And then outside, there's a camera waiting to film him interacting with the commoners. And it was a big social media stunt, you know, making him look like he's a man of the people. And then, it's just disingenuous.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. You know,
that just smacks of phony. Like I say, it's publicity stuff.
And I'm mad that I'd be kind of ripping out. It's such a tired, the buddy cop franchise. Boy, if you're going to keep churning them out, they better be great. And this one got great reviews. And it's like saved the summer box office temporarily. Mm-hmm. Like it crushed at the box office last weekend. So I'm kind of mad about that. I'm like, you know, but whatever. He got his second chance. He's back. And what is there a movie you want to see this summer that you haven't seen that's on your list?
Well, mostly I'm pretty excited for Maxine, as I mentioned. And that's about the only one currently on I'm a busy guy, Pete.
Yeah, you
have a
lot
to do.
I appreciate
we've
being
been,
here. I know.
Been planning a
gave
Civic
up the
Media's
jazzercise class to be here with me tonight. I appreciate
exactly.
That.
We've been busy getting ready for the Civic Media's coverage of the two big political conventions this summer.
What?
That's yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there's a lot going you on. Had me going. I fell for that hook, line, and sticker.
That's what I do, Terry. Come on, you should tell me by now. Yeah. Conrad, how's it going?
Well, the weather has not changed yet. It's going
Conrad,
great.
5 minute outlook. We got some text here. I'm falling behind. Sherry from Horicon says hi, Aaron. Sherry didn't want to leave you out, Aaron. That's nice. Sherry never leaves anybody out. Matrix, Star Trek, old one and old one lost in space from Tom in New Berlin. Yeah, okay. Do the Matrix hold up though? I saw those recently, and I didn't think it was.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know because I loved it when it came out. You know.
There are movies I want to go back and see, movies that I loved in my 20s that at this point in my life, I wonder if I would love them as much. Where I would see them
I'm
in
with
a different
you.
Way now.
Tom also says, hail Will Robinson from Lost in Space. Well done, Tom. The Robot? I don't know what that is. What is that? Is
never
that
the, heard of it.
Yeah, I don't think I... And then Steve, Conrad's dad, checking in from Florida. I got to say, the Harry Potter franchise, it brings back good memories with the family as we all look forward to the next sequel. Harry and his friends eventually brought down Lord Voldemort. I have to see these. This is ridiculous. And then he says, happy birthday, son. So there you go. Thanks, Conrad, you got another happy birthday wish. That's awesome. I'll read more of your text, and we'll have more with Terry Bell. Katie Scullin is in the house, and we'll get...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have Pete Schwabe from Nightlight.
We'll be talking media and what's coming out in theaters.
Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows, say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.